and Company. Good Monday morning. Welcome back to your work week. Brady Bowman with you on In Focus here on News Radio KMAN, here with Dr. Timothy Schaefer, the assistant communications or assistant professor of communication studies at KSU and the assistant director of the K-State Institute for Civil Discourse and Democracy. We just got about a little less than five minutes left in the program. We're saying off air, it just flies by every time.
It does. But I will say, for those who are listening, I really appreciate the calls and the comments. It's important. I think KMAN plays a really important role in this community of helping to facilitate some of that kind of conversation, regardless of what you where you stand on an issue or what you think about it. But just, you know, as somebody who thinks and talks about public discussion, this is one kind of medium where it's an opportunity for people to chime in. So I'm glad people are utilizing it that way.
Yeah, we got a lot of great calls from some different stances. I mean, and it was fine. It was all very, very civil. And I think ideally you just hope that we would have those conversations with each other, maybe in the same room.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes we just kind of put stuff out there, like whether it's on our Facebook page or Twitter or whatever, and just have it like that. Then when there is opposing views in there, that's where it kind of gets heated. But in person, if you have those discussions with each other in person, sometimes it can be a little better. You can find that common ground, which brings me to something that's coming up, the 2018 Engagement Symposium, called A Powerful Dialogue, Engaging Community Issues in Polarizing Times. That will be Thursday, April 12th, the K-State Student Union, from 8 a.m. to 3:30 p.m., so an all-day thing.
It's an all-day thing. Importantly, it's open to everyone, so you don't have to be a K-State student, faculty, or staff. You can be a member of the Manhattan community or anywhere else, really. It's free, so there is nothing that's prohibiting you from coming and participating. And it's going to be an opportunity. There are going to be some speakers. We have one of our keynotes coming from Colorado State, Martine Carcassonne, who directs their Center for Public Deliberation, who does a lot of work in Fort Collins and around Colorado and frankly around the country around public dialogue. And so he's going to be speaking. There will be a number of concurrent workshops and presentations. So The whole day will be full of opportunities for people to listen to and learn from people who are doing this kind of discussion work. It's really, really quite significant. So Dr. Carcassonne is going to be speaking in the morning after Provost Mason kind of opens things up, and then we'll jump. That'll be at 8:15 when he starts, and then the concurrent sessions will be going on throughout the day, just at about every half an hour, so 9:30, kind of 10:30 and on. But again, this is an opportunity for people to think about and kind of work through what is this role of civil discourse in the context of the time that we live, right? As we know, as we've heard on some of the calls, we're confronting a lot of polarizing issues, and it feels like maybe we just are falling back into our own kind of camps. But there are those like myself and many others who are kind of committed to the idea of discussion being a really important part to play in this current time and trying to deal with these things. So there are going to be lots of workshops, lots of opportunities. There is going to be, in the evening, I should note, there will be a public discussion at the library, a forum starting at 7 o'clock around community solutions to affordable housing. So those who are concerned about housing in Manhattan, whether you're a renter or a property owner or anywhere in between, that's going to be a kind of an example, an opportunity for people to experience what one type of a public discussion using a particular model looks and feels like. So if housing is an issue or concern for you, regardless of where you fall in the position, we'd love to have you be part of that evening. But if you search for the 2018 Engagement Symposium on K-State's website, it's through the Center for Engagement and Community Development, you'll find it pretty quickly. We ask that you register, even though it's free, just so we have a headcount for chairs and refreshments and those kinds of things. But we really love to have people there.
I'll tell you what, we'll do one better. I'll put the link for it on our Facebook page, so people can go to KMAN's Facebook page, check it out there, or Twitter.
That would be fantastic.
That'll help. Dr. Timothy Schaefer, thanks so much for coming on. Always glad to have you on. There's so much I feel like we missed, but that's why we have you on every month, right?
It's good to be here. Thanks.
If you missed any of it, go to newsradiokman.com, click on demand, get caught up on this morning's In Focus. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.
Tomorrow, Pottawatomie County officials to be joining us on K-Man's In Focus. Clark Howard, Rush Limbaugh, Dan Patrick, and Wildcat Insider has plenty to talk about today at 4.
KS State Bank wants to be your bank. Find the solution.